And happy Independence Day from all of us at AvWeb. And welcome to today's audiocast for Friday, July 4th, 2008. From AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine. Brought to you by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. In many ways, today was the day Alan and Dale Clapmeyer have been waiting for since the 1980s when they first started thinking about building airplanes. But as Alan Clapmeyer told AvWeb's Russ Niles, Thursday's first flight of the verification test aircraft of Cirrus's The Jet is actually more of a beginning as they head toward certification and production of the 5-plus-2-passenger personal jet.
Well, they don't come much bigger than this in the life of an entrepreneur and in the life of a company, Alan. How did it feel to see that thing lift off the ground?
Oh, no big deal. It's one of those days. No, it's obviously unbelievably exciting anytime you have the first flight of a new design. But as you just mentioned, of course, this is, you know, really a significant change for our company as well, and part of the evolution of our company. So everybody, all of us, were just so wonderfully excited to see the jet finally fly. And, of course, just, you know, delighted to be past this first stage. We've got a long ways to go, but it's just wonderful to be past this first stage.
It seemed like it didn't take very long from rollout to first flight. Things went fairly smoothly during the taxi tests?
From our point of view, the timing of it, though, you know, we're, particularly me, I'm very impatient about all of this. So, you know, it didn't feel that fast to me. But, yes, when we did the taxi process and, you know, again, in the evolution and the maturing of the company, this is a very carefully planned, every step of the way detailed test program. It actually went very, very smoothly. A couple little issues that we're looking at, like fuel balancing as they were doing the taxi testing, but, you know, every step of the way was, you know, work up 5 or 10 knots, come back in, debrief, download all the data, look at the systems, inspect, go back out and try the next thing. You know, all in all, very, very smooth process.
Well, what are the pilots saying? What is it like to fly?
Well, everybody was excited to have the first flight, and it certainly seemed to go very well. The pilots gave, you know, good response, good controllability, and everything looked right. Having said that, I was with someone earlier today about a story of the first Spitfire flight back in 1936. The test pilot's name was Mutt Summers, and when he got out of the airplane, he told the onlookers, "Don't touch anything," which was then widely reported as the airplane was perfect. Which, of course, is just never the case on the first flight. What he meant was literally, don't touch anything. And he went in to do his debrief. So our pilots went in to do their debrief as well. And the flight basically went exactly the way it was scripted in terms of plan. They felt very good about the controls. And actually, you know, our aerodynamics guys are around them saying, okay, you know, how are the ailerons? And he said, well, the ailerons seem good, but we didn't do very many steep turns or maneuvering. You know, the purpose of the first flight is the first look at stability and control. And everything that we saw, and this is actually very impressive, everything that we saw matched the simulator, that the flight simulator that we've built up out of predictive and flight tests, or wind tunnel test data, I should say. So far, it seems to be doing everything that we expect, but who knows what we'll find. I hate to have people jump to conclusions just because the test pilots are happy on the first flight. Having said that, they were very happy.
So what happens now? The first sort of hurdle is covered. Now it's sort of down to work, right?
Now it's down to work. The flight test program on this airplane, which we call V1 for verification one, will be all about confirming aerodynamics. And while that's happening, there'll be a lot of detailed design work going on that will lead towards production and certification. But there will inevitably be things that we'll want to change about the airplane. And that's what we'll discover in this phase as we start digging into the corners of the envelope, poking the airplane a little bit and see what it does. And then we'll make changes accordingly. That's what you do flight testing for.
Okay, well, what about production of the next test articles? How many are you going to do? And I imagine probably already started them, right?
Well, we haven't started them yet. We'll probably do 4 airplanes, but there will be a series of improvements on the path as well. So, for example, this airplane, V1, is all fiberglass. The production airplanes will be obviously all carbon in terms of weight savings. But one of the next steps will likely be replacing the wing on this airplane after we're comfortable with the aerodynamics of the wing with a carbon wing to start getting the empty weight of the flight test airplane down. You just don't want to spend a lot of money doing that before you have a better feel for airfoil and everything to start with on this airplane. So there will be gradual improvements, modifications of the current flying airplane, while we begin production of the next prototype that incorporates those things we're learning.
When did you start on the jet?
There's a couple different clear timelines there. The first would be, this is something we've been thinking about since the 1980s. The second timeline would be kind of ST-50 single-engine turboprop when we were looking at what would it take to make that a jet in the mid-90s. In 2003, Mike Van Staggen, who's kind of the chief designer of the layout of this airplane, we were thinking about single-engine jets a long time ago, but this one clearly has Mike Van Staggen written all over it. That started in 2003 with his doing more design work and layout work on this configuration, including the original mock-ups. So 2003, people started working on this airplane, although in the beginning it was just Mike by itself. In terms of serious work, call it 18 months of gradually ramping up the staff from an original core team. Well, you know, there were a few people added between 2003 and 2006.
Alan Klappmeyer, CEO of Cirrus Design. Today's report was brought to you by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Learn more or subscribe at aviationsafetymagazine.com.